to Thriving with a Chronic Illness. I am your host, Smiling Sonia, and I share ideas, tools, and strategies I've learned living with and recovering from recurrent viral meningitis. I've undergone mindset shifts that have helped me move from just living to striving with a chronic illness. I know what it's like to worry about taking extended sick leave or losing a job through chronic illness. I share how you can become financially stable with the peace of mind that you have enough money saved to prepare for those emergencies and cover future financial goals.
Good morning. Smiling Sonia here. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of February, 2021. I'm going to be talking about the link between routines, habits, and goals. Not quite sure what I'm going to say, but I thought about this last week when something happened, so I'll share that with you. I was just checking. Oh, this is something I want to say. I must remember to say it each time because, of course, I'm publishing this. So I do talk about finances. And, of course, my experience, I share what I've learned. I'm not an expert. It's always, always important to check things out for yourself, make decisions based on information. I try things out, check things out, nothing's worked, share some of the stuff that's been working for me. I checked that my last audio journal entry, that's the word, was made on Thursday, the 28th, January. And so there's been 4-day break. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 4-day break. Partly because I've been busy in the morning, so I just didn't fit to walk in. But the last 2 days, I have been out walking, but I've not been alone. So that's been nice. And I didn't do a recording. I could have recorded a journal entry later in the day. Just very busy. But here I am today, back in the woods, and it's quite warm today. I had to check the temperature on my phone. 9 degrees. Wow. It's been 4 degrees, sometimes 1. So those few degrees really makes a difference. And it reminds me of the when the weather changes here in the UK. Not that I have experienced weather changes in other countries. They may be exactly the same. But in between the seasons, like in between summer and autumn and winter and spring, literally overnight, the temperature either drops by 10 to 15 degrees, drops by 10 to 15 degrees, or increases from 10 to 15 degrees. So one day you're shivering, and the next day it's like, whew, it's hot. Or one day you're hot, and the next day it's like, bruh, bruh. So it's always a discussion point each year. Or twice a year, and I'm always really surprised that people are surprised, and I think this happens every year. I'm not surprised. Anyway, let's get to my topic area, because I'm out of it later today. I've been consistent with my workouts in the morning. So pleased about that. And I added an additional routine today. So I've been doing squats daily, 5 sets of 20. So I do the squats daily. And then each day I do a different body type, upper body. I usually start Monday chest, Tuesday shoulders, and I do my biceps and I do my triceps. And I've just been doing one routine for the body part. So today, when I did my shoulders, I did 2 routines. I'm sitting down when I do shoulder presses, dumbbell shoulder presses. I'm sitting down doing it. And I did side lateral raises. Love them. So love them. Yes. Okay. That's my workout. I'll explain. Okay. So I started talking about goals in January, because that's when I review my previous year and look ahead and make some decisions about where I want to be in the coming year. And of course, it all fits into the bigger picture of where I want to be 3, 5, 10 years' time. So there is a bigger picture to all this. And I set goals, destinations that I want to arrive at. And then I look at what do I need to do on a daily basis to achieve that. And I've just described one, sort of working out in the mornings. That's part of health, keeping my bones strong, physical, mental health, the whole thing. And as I said, habits and routines, I think, have everything to do with the success of any goal. Because if you don't make something into a routine, well, this is what I've found, it is very difficult, I think, to arrive at your destination goal. Yeah, just arrive. Okay. I think when you start out, you can set a goal and you don't have to know how you're going to get there when you set a goal. You just need to be really connected to it, and it's got to be one that you really, really want. Because if you don't really, really, really want that goal, if something comes along, distracts you or disrupts you in some way, it's going to be so easy for you to just stop, or easy for you to procrastinate. Although I do think sometimes we procrastinate because we don't know what to do. So there's a slight slight contradiction there, maybe. But this is what I wanted to share with you. This is why the idea came into my head as something I could explore. And as you know, I'm exploring stuff sometimes, and I don't always know what's going to come up. I start talking and see what arrives in my brain. So Saturday. So my house is on the market to be sold. That means I'm going to have people coming round to view it. So I have decided that I want the house to be in a particular state, in the best state it can be, given my resources. And part of that is I have a certain amount of energy that I can put into keeping the house in a certain state. So, you know, all that factors in. So one of the things that I've been doing, because obviously we've still got to live and do stuff. If somebody's coming over, I'll use the car to take, to sort of store some stuff temporarily until the house has been viewed, and then comes back in. So in preparation for the first viewing, which was a few weeks ago now, I brought some stuff out of the house, put in the car, knowing that they were going to be there temporarily, that we can just shift them back in the house. Now, some stuff I just decided to stay in the car because I wasn't really using them on a day-to-day basis. And they're in the boot in the car, and not using the car really that much these days. Another story. So, when we went shopping after the viewing, we had to take the stuff out of the car because obviously we need the space to put the shopping in. So my son, very sweet, he said, "No problem, Mum." He brought all the stuff in into the house, and we went shopping. And when we got back, I said, "Oh," he said, "No problem," and he just put the stuff back in the car. Sweet man that he is. So when we were going shopping on Saturday, just gone, you know, it's in the morning, downstairs, and, "Are you ready?" He says, "Yes." And I hear the front door open, and I thought, "Oh, where's he gone? And what's he up to?" And I go out into the hallway, and he's bringing stuff in from the car. I didn't even ask him. And I said, "Oh," as he appeared with a box or something. I said, "Oh, you're bringing stuff in from the car?" And he said, "Yeah. Yes, I thought, because that's what we do when we go shopping. We have to bring the stuff in from the car." And I said, "Oh, you're so sweet." And I said, "Oh," and he's got to go back. He said, "That's fine. No problem." And I thought, wow. And what I thought was very interesting was, it, for him, he looked at it as, this is our routine. So the routine is, we're going shopping, stuff's in a car, need to be able to put the shopping in, take the stuff out, go shopping, come back, the stuff goes back in. And why I was amazed at that was, we'd only done it once before, the previous week. And already, in his mind, it was part of our routine. Okay, so we do have this routine. We have this routine where on a Saturday morning, we got, actually, when I knocked on his door, he was already up. So he had very quickly included it into part of our routine without me actually having to ask him. So I thought I would have to ask him. But he was already there. And I thought, yes, when we have goals, I think the faster we can link the action, because I talk about action goals. So I talk about the ultimate goal and then what are the things I've got to do on a day-to-day basis. And the quicker, I think, that we can link that goal to a routine that we already have, or create a routine and start doing it, the better. And so looking at the goals that I've set for myself this year and thinking about my routine. See, I have a morning routine. And so I already have this morning routine where I come out for a walk. And especially over the last several months, where at points at which I have become ill, because I also added to my morning routine. Well, so this is where the exploring stuff. Right, I need to go back. Because if if I'm honest, the morning routine that I have now, I've always over the years, in the mornings, gone out for a walk, tried to put some, so, or usually it was a gym. So for many years, and that's because, you know, I have a history of liking sports, of like doing the gym, and I've always favoured sort of working out in the mornings, and so I would drive down to the gym, do my workout, come back, and I've always had a sort of home gym, and there were times when I tended to do that in the evenings, but, you know, I read stuff, and I'm like, oh, this person says it's better in the morning. This person says it's better on an empty stomach. This person says it's better if you have something and do it half an hour later. You know, so constantly changing things. So I think I've always been somebody who tried to put a routine in place, and what usually happens, life happens in some way, and I sort of fall out of that. What's happened more recently is I've found a way to be more consistent, I think, with my routines, and it is because I've linked things together. Yeah, that's it. So I've had specific goals, and I've attached different things to it. Remember in the book, The Power of Habit, there's a cue. It's a three parts, so there's a cue for something that kind of triggers, and there's then the routine, and then there's the reward. And usually when you are trying to create a habit, or you want to change a habit, it's the routine. So you keep the cue and the reward, and what you do is you tweak the routine. And I guess that's what I've done, really, is I've kept my cue and my reward, and I've tweaked the routine itself. So for a while, especially because of my illness, chronic illness, and with fatigue and tiredness, etc., well, I've not been able to work out, and I've just relied on coming out for a walk and sort of built up on that. I've now added workout to my morning routine, so that workout can come on the routine to you, but the people will remain the same. I think I understand what I'm just saying. Now, when I was planning to tweak this route, my morning routine, I felt that I couldn't fit. What's it? Because, I'm trying to work out what happened now. I'd have to listen back. So, walking. Then last year, there was one point when I was walking in the morning, and that's what I did. Because of the weather, sometimes I thought, well, instead of walking, I could do a workout, or maybe I'll do them alternate. I'll do a workout one day, walk the next day. And I think that's what I had to do. I started doing that. But what I didn't like was not doing the walking on a daily basis. And also remember that my walking is linked to me recording my audio journal. Although I think I recorded some audio journal entries after my workout. It's confusing. And then I decided, I'd like to do my workout after I finish work. And that's sort of this, I think because I was working from home, it seemed to act as a clean break from the working day and transition into my evening. So it meant I could keep my walk in the morning. So I'd do a half hour walk in the morning, and then I'd do a workout after work. And that seemed to be working really well. And then I got struck with viral meningitis, didn't I? In July. And so, obviously, I was back to just managing walking, just coping with that. I think I then, as I got stronger, started to do the workouts again, and thinking that I could do the workouts as I did before. But again, I was struggling with fatigue. And then I had the operation. And I'm not allowed to do workouts, but I could do walking. And so I'm in that stage now where I'm bringing the workouts back, because at the end of this week, it'll be the 2 months. So, and yes, I have started doing things, but very gently, very gently. Yeah, so then I was thinking, oh, I could do the workout in the evening. And I think I tried it. I did it a couple of days. And just the way that my head felt at the end of the day, I knew that, no, that's not going to work. I can't do that. So we could have an idea of what we want to do. And definitely I know that whatever I do, it's got to be something that I can routinize. Is that even a word? I need to be able to routinize it. It can't be something that is ad hoc. I'll do a workout today, tomorrow. Don't feel like doing it. So I knew I had to move it from the evening back into the morning. And I thought what I would do is a swap, actually. I thought what I would do is do a workout in the morning. And I'll do my walk in the evening after work. I thought that's more gentle, good, get out, fresh air. Except of course, it feels all right coming out in the morning walking when it's dark, knowing that the sun's going to rise. And it's going to get lighter. Very different when you maybe start a walk and it's light and it starts getting darker. Although, when I did a lot of walking, I did a lot of walking in the evening and when it was dark. Although, as I said before, I think sometimes it's about feeling safe. Anyway, and that was a lot of road walking, and then I'm really into walking in the woods these days. And walking in the woods when it's dark, I don't think it's a good thing. So yeah, so I thought I would do that, but no, that didn't work for me either. So I think it was just one day I did the workout, set my time, did my workout, and I thought, oh, I could fit a walk in. And I was able to fit a walk in. And then, so since then, it's probably been a couple of weeks now, I seem to be able to fit in a workout and getting a walking. Now, I know it's going to change a bit, because once I start getting heavy duty into my workout, they're going to be longer. So, whether I wake up early anyway, whether I get up slightly earlier to get the workout in, to then get a walk in, or the evenings will be getting lighter and I will make my walk in the evening. Okay, so, and I think it's important to have that flexibility. And maybe that's what it is that I've been able to do, why I have been more consistent, been able to sustain things, is I don't just set and forget, or I don't just set and make, well, it's got to be that. And then if I miss it or don't do it, I'm not willing to change things around. I'm constantly tweaking because I don't want to miss out. And you know, my reward, my reward is completing a workout. My reward is completing the walk. So it's all kind of intermingled. It's not that I walk and then at the end I get a reward. The reward is actually in the activity that I do. Or maybe it is that the reward is when I get up in the morning, when I look at myself in the morning, when I'm still fitting in my clothes, when I have days when I feel quite energized. So maybe I need to think about this a little bit more. So maybe there are rewards that I'm getting, but maybe I'm not clear about, that are more than just doing. So there's the day-to-day stuff, and I get a lot out of that, and makes me feel good. But maybe it's also sort of the long-term changes. So I know that if I continue doing this for the next 3 months and I'm consistent, the same as if I, when I'm eating, my eating, my diet, how I'm eating, if I maintain that, what that means in terms of how I look, the clothes I'm able to wear, etc., just how I feel about myself. Generally, that's the reward, maybe. Something to think about. Something to think about. Okay, I'm on the homeward stretch, and I'm going to keep this recording to under 30 minutes, I think. Yeah, so you... Stop. Something for you to think about, maybe. You know, maybe think about some things that you're consistent at, that you find effortless, and say, right, okay, what is it about this that I'm able to be consistent in doing this thing, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, whatever. I don't forget, or if something comes along, I adjust and then get back on. And I guess if there's other areas of your life where you're struggling, to maybe sort of take that same approach. And I think that's what I've done from time to time, is to see how things are working in a particular part of my life, and then sort of, can I use that approach? And I think that's, you know, my thing is my evening routine. And I know that my evening routine is linked to my morning routine, because if I don't get the evening thing right, if I don't get that right, it really scuppers my morning. And it's painful. If I can't get out for my walk, I can't do my workout because I'm just too tired, because I've got to bed too late, because I've not followed my morning routine, my evening routine, then it's painful. That's pain. I don't get the reward. There you go. Anyway, as usual, you know, it's really, love hanging out with you. A bit one way, I know. But love hanging out with you. Look, I know you can't see, but I've got snowdrops. I've got to take a picture of them. This is not where I originally planted them. So they've been moving, and they're right here. How lovely. Snowdrops are the sign of something. Are they the sign of spring coming? I'm not sure. It's something I'm going to have to look up. Anyway, you take care. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Hey, Smiling Sonia here, your host at Thriving with a Chronic Illness. Now be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on the next episode. Now, if you liked what you heard today, be sure to visit my website, smilingsonia.com, to learn more about how I can help you build an emergency fund.